Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There's definitely a fear, wondering if our work ethics are good enough to remain on staff. Many of us have responded to the email, so we have followed directions. But it's still that sense of micromanagement that is making us feel very insecure.
David, who asked not to use his real name, speaks from his VA office after responding to an email telling him to list 5 things he accomplished at his job last week or risk firing. Billionaire Elon Musk and the DOGE Advisory Group claims, without providing proof, that it's uncovered hundreds of billions in federal employee fraud, including paychecks issued to non-existent workers. DOGE faces legal challenges from unions, businesses, and advocacy groups. And amid an atmosphere of confusion, many agency managers appointed by President Donald Trump are advising employees not to comply, citing privacy and security concerns. In a major policy shift, the U.S. joined Russia in voting against a UN resolution condemning Moscow's war on Ukraine, breaking with European allies. Press reports suggest the Trump administration may be nearing a deal for Ukrainian rare earth minerals. FBI officials say they're alarmed by Trump appointing right-wing podcaster and former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino as deputy director, breaking tradition by selecting a political figure with no FBI experience. Meanwhile, Congress is debating the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. SAVE would require a passport or birth certificate proving citizenship to register to vote. Supporters say it protects election integrity. But Debbie Gould with the League of Women Voters of Tennessee says it doesn't allow using a driver's license as ID, and she says it would end up discriminating against married women.
Well, if there was a woman who changed her surname when she married, they're going to have to show legal proof that the name has been changed because it doesn't match the birth certificate anymore.
The league estimates over 20 million Americans may struggle getting the necessary documents. 7 of Oregon's members of Congress have signed a letter calling for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to be reopened. Jagjit Nagra with Oregon Consumer Justice says the agency created in response to the financial crisis has returned more than $20 billion to consumers while fighting scams, predatory loans, and hidden fees.
When you take away that enforcement mechanism, you're basically giving Wall Street the chance to say, oh, okay, now we can do more of whatever we want.
The White House is confirming that tariffs on Canada and Mexico are on track to take effect next week after a month-long pause. Environmental groups are suing over the administration's plan to expand offshore drilling. Christian Wagley with Healthy Gulf says opening parts of the Gulf protected under President Joe Biden would threaten states like Florida.
The water is clean, our beaches are clean, and Florida's economy really depends on that. And that would be directly threatened by expanded oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.